great. So she's retired now. She's out in California. She's relaxing. She got a job at a place called Paws, and it's like a dog rescue. She's happy there. We're all big dog people in our family. My mom's a huge dog person. She sends me articles about dogs. Signs me up for stuff. Like, randomly one day, I just started getting emails and pictures of basset hounds. I was like, what is this? A week later, I was talking to my mom. She's like, oh, I forgot to tell you. I signed you up for the Daily Drool. So it's just bassets. I thought you'd like it. And I kind of do like it, but still. Just don't throw my email out there to everybody. Collecting my data. Big dog. She sends me articles about dogs. I didn't know this. There's science out now. I read this article she sent me. They say dogs don't just pee on stuff to mark their territory. They're actually, like, getting messages from other dogs by smelling their pee. Their sense of smell is that strong they can interpret information about the other dogs. Like, if it's stressed out, if it's ready to mate. Basically, fire hydrants are like Facebook feeds for dogs. Like, I just got neutered, frowny face. They hide medicine in cheese, pass it on. Some dog people I can tell in here. The dog people always laugh at that. Where are the dog people at out here? Yeah. Yeah. A lot of you. That's good. Yeah. That's a funny trick that dogs can do. Almost all the dogs can do this. You can hide their medicine in, like, bread or even peanut butter. They'll eat everything around it, and then out comes the pill on the kitchen floor. Still dry. Like, how'd you do that? Teach me, magic dog. So what else? I'm trying to get in shape. Get back in shape. I did a half marathon. Yeah. Yeah. Proud of it. It's like 10 years ago, but still. How it happened, I didn't even want to do it. I went out with my cousin. He's a triathlete. We had a wild night. I woke up the next day. There's an email in my account that says, thank you from the Long Branch, New Jersey half marathon. I was like, what? What is it? I thought it was junk mail. But apparently at some point during the night, I signed up to run 13.1 miles in a row on the same day. And I paid $100 to do it. It's a bad night out. I couldn't get out of it. That side of my family would never let me off the hook, so I decided I was going to have to train, get the running shoes. I went to one of these running stores. They're high tech. They put you on a treadmill. They put a camera on you. They feed data into a computer. Then they recommend a shoe based on how you run. And I found out that I run very expensively. Yeah. They want me to pay $180 for a pair of running shoes. Like, whoa, man, that's kind of steep. He goes, yeah, well, all the marathoners use them. So I was like, well, so give me some for 90. I'm doing half. Yeah. So I didn't train properly. That was the problem. I did finish, but I didn't train properly. The most I did before I had to do the 13 was 4. It was a horrible, awful day. I thought I was going to die. I hallucinated. I saw stuff that wasn't there. But I finished. And then for like 2 years after the race, the company that produced the race, they would send me an email with me, a photo of me crossing the finish line once a week, reminding me of the worst day of my life. You want a picture? You want a print of this? Put it up. No, that's the worst I've ever looked. And there's a 72-year-old woman beating me. Yeah. Keep it.